May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
I bring greetings from everyone at Camp Washington, our diocesan camp and retreat center in Lakeside, and I bring a basket full of thanks and gratitude to each of you here at St. James's for your commitment to Camp Washington through a portion of the gifts raised in your Joining Jesus campaign. Thank you for the invitation and the opportunity to join you this morning and share the good news of Jesus Christ being lived out at Camp Washington. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he finds it, he lays it on his shoulder and rejoices. To say that there is a lot of darkness in our world is an understatement. And sometimes it is simply easier to follow the darkness, join the crowd, stray from the pack, ignore the things that hurt and separate us from each other and from God. Or we can choose to be people of the light, people of resurrection, offering hope, encouragement, kindness, compassion. We can practice hospitality, inclusivity, and empathy and acceptance. We can sit with those on the margins, the lost, the forgotten. We can listen. We can look in the mirror at ourselves, realizing we too have sometimes gone astray, and we can give thanks for our loving God who invites us home again and again and again and again. Our God who comes looking for us, who knows us by name and rejoices when we are found. We can become disciples of Jesus, and then we can go out into our neighborhoods and share this incredible gift. This, my friends, is what Camp Washington is all about. Our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, in his wonderful book, Crazy Christians, says, quote, "Discipleship is about focusing on Jesus, following in the footsteps of Jesus, becoming his hands and feet in the world. Discipleship is about loving as Jesus loves, giving as Jesus gives, forgiving as Jesus forgives, welcoming and including as Jesus welcomes and includes, doing justice and loving mercy, and walking humbly with God like Jesus." And Matthew's gospel concludes with Jesus telling the disciples to go, therefore, and make disciples who make a difference in the world. Go, therefore, and be my hands, be my feet, be my face, be my voice. Go and change the world. In my role at Camp Washington, I am keenly aware of the issues facing our young people. Racism, depression, anxiety, self-esteem, vaping, drinking, drugging, bullying, gender issues, LGBTQ issues, social media demands and obsessions, high school and college expectations, the list goes on and on. And we need a brave space like Camp Washington now more than ever. We need this space for all of us, all of God's children, of all ages, young and old, all colors and races, socioeconomic backgrounds, level of education, gay, straight, churched, and those searching, all God's children. A place to come together and simply learn to love each other. At Camp Washington, we are working hard to help young people feel affirmed, accepted, and loved, whoever they are, wherever they come from, whatever difficulties they are carrying. They are valued and loved and created in God's image. We are discussing our responsibilities as children of God and learning to respect the dignity of every human being. At Camp Washington, we have been asked to listen explore and discern what God is up to in our neighborhood and how we might use the gift of Camp Washington to create space for year-round discipleship. A place where all God's people might gather in a safe, nurturing environment that encourages adventure, growth, and creativity. A place dedicated to supporting and empowering discipleship. A place to come away, to grow, to come to believe. Our world is complex. I don't need to tell you that. Cell phones and social media, isolation, depression, anxiety. It often seems like we work hard to create more opportunities to be alone than to be together in community. In our churches and camps, we are struggling with lower attendance, sometimes dwindling programs, fewer families, disappointments and discouragements. And I find comfort in remembering that the church wasn't built about a building. It was built around a movement, the Jesus movement, a movement of life and love and forgiveness and resurrection. At camp, we are trying on ways to help guide people of all ages on their journeys. For over 100 years, Camp Washington has been providing quality summer camp for thousands of children, with a mission of welcoming people of all faith traditions to find God in nature, to relax and have fun and make lifelong friends. In addition to 7 weeks of transformative summer camp, we offer opportunities for our youth to gather 4 times a year to experience camp and friendship in spiritually themed weekends. We offer opportunities for adults to come away on retreat, to engage in discussion, learn spiritual practices, or sometimes to simply be. Discover a path, share a journey, leave transformed. We are committed to our second Sunday program, which offers seekers an opportunity to learn, worship, and experience community in a non-traditional setting. We offer rest and renewal periods. There are family parish days and weekends, Bishop Aaron's book discussion group, Advent days, Thanksgiving dinner, and vestry retreats. These are all wonderful opportunities to meet and listen and join Jesus in our neighborhood. Presiding Bishop Curry has encouraged us to join in the way of love. Turn, learn, pray, worship, bless, go, rest, repeat. We embrace this practice as our theme this summer at camp, equipping our staff and campers with tools for the journey, ways to incorporate this into their lives and share hope and joy and love in their communities. In the end, our hope was to provide concrete ways for people to go into God's world and share the good news by example. We made great inroads and decided to continue this theme throughout the coming year. And last weekend, we kicked off our program year, like you did, with our annual youth festival, our fourth, a great weekend filled with fun, food, friendship, and a wonderful lesson about action. Retired Bishop Jim Curry, the other Bishop Curry, as he likes to be referred to, joined us where he set up the forge from the Swords to Plowshares ministry, and by example shared how pieces of metal designed to maim and kill can be transformed into instruments of hope and goodness, garden trowels, art, jewelry. And as we gathered with these young people around the forge, we watched as the barrels of rifles were heated, and one by one, we took turns banging the metal into heart pendants. Instruments of death transformed into new life. As we prayed together, Bishop Jim told each person to promise to wear the heart and tell the story with others. Powerful stuff. Learn, pray, go. Go into the world. looking for the one lost sheep and bring it back home safely. Tools for the journey. Our children are growing up in a time of discourse and corruption, a time of hate and bullying. Their leaders and many they are taught to look up to as role models lie, cheat, disrespect, and demean others. And our job, all of our job, is to rise above it, to help them be like Jesus, give like Jesus, forgive like Jesus, love like Jesus. Our job is to open our hearts and minds, open our doors and tables, and show them a better way, a way of acceptance, a way of love. As the youth festival was ending, one of our campers came up to me and said, "Bart, this is my last time as a camper here. I'm all grown up, and it's time to leave camp. I want to say thanks for everything, and I want you to know I hope maybe I'll work here some summer. And I also want you to know I'm writing about camp for my college essay." I said, "Wow, that's great. Good luck with the essay. I'd love to read it, and I hope you'll consider applying to be on staff in the future." We shook hands, hugged, and he left. I didn't really give it much thought. The other day, I got an email. "Thanks again, Bart, for everything you said you were Thanks again, Bart, for everything. You said you were interested in my essay, so I wanted to share it with you." And here's an excerpt from it. "The true essence of home is where one is invited in and welcomed, nurtured and replenished, contented and relaxed. Camp Washington, a Christian-based camp in upstate Connecticut, has become a second home to me. This camp has pushed me to express my true self regardless of what others think, has deepened my faith, and has been a constant reminder to enjoy the present. Prior to attending Camp Washington, I was at a low point in my life, depressed and lonely, too scared of ridicule to show my true self. I worried I would intrude on an existing social hierarchy by going to camp, and feared spending the week alone. My anxiety appeared to be confirmed at check-in as I saw exclusive cliques littering the front lawn. However, once I entered my cabin, I was welcomed by the boys inside. One even offered me the bunk bed on top of his. Immediately, my fears about being a foreigner were extinguished, and I now looked forward to the week ahead. By the end of the session, I noticed something remarkable about my first experience at Camp Washington. I had befriended several people by being my genuine self, not by acting different to try to fit in. I deduced that the camp's accepting nature brought on this change, as I had never encountered such a welcoming and safe environment anywhere else. The camp's openness embraced and welcomed me. I immediately began to think of Camp Washington as home." Wow, what a gift. What a gift that young man shared. Camp had done well. It had been everything we planned and dreamed it could be for the young people who came to us. "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Thank you for believing in Camp Washington. Thank you for your generosity that will allow us to continue growing, sharing, offering, loving, feeding, transforming. Thank you for your partnership that allows us to fund programs and explore new ways of sharing Jesus's love with each other and with a world that needs love now more than ever. Thank you for working with us to find the lost sheep, welcoming them to the table and rejoicing when they accept the invitation. Thanks be to God. Amen.